So let's pray. Father God, we pray that you would meet us in this moment. Jesus, would you meet us in this moment? Holy Spirit, would you meet us in this moment? Amen. This week, I noticed how many questions bombard us every day in songs, advertisements, newspapers, and on social media. We're asked a lot of questions each day, aren't we? I was walking down Three Cups Walk the other day, only to be greeted by a sign saying, "Hello, is it beer you're looking for?" My answer to that is, "No, I'm not really a beer drinker." Now, if it had said, "Hello, is it Prosecco you're looking for?" then maybe I would have been tempted. And then there are the implied, influential questions in adverts and in the press, in fashion magazines and in celebrity culture, questioning us with, "Do you want to look like me? Buy this £200 face cream, add a bit of Botox, and you can have it all because you're worth it. Do you want to earn as much money as me? Then get an account with X Bank. Do you want our country to be dominated by white rich men? Then vote for me, Donald Trump. Do you want to live in a luxurious house like me? Then get on X Factor and get famous. Do you want to have fame and status like me? Do you want sports trainers like me? Do you want a sex life like me? Boom, boom, boom. Wow, what a lot of questions. Some direct, some subtle, some implied, but all of them demanding an answer, asking us to make a choice. Natalie, how are you going to live your life today? Janine, how are you going to live your life today? Chris, how are you going to live your life today? This is a good question to ask, but today we begin a sermon series looking at some of the questions that Jesus asked. The first question in this sermon series takes us to the root of our faith in Jesus. And by asking this question and grabbing hold of the answers day by day, perhaps the other questions which bombard us, those that are vying for our attention, might become quieter. The question Jesus asks today is, who is it that you're looking for? Who is it you're looking for? But let's go back and look at who Jesus first asked that question to. It was Mary Magdalene, a woman who had reportedly been healed by Jesus, a woman who clearly knew Jesus and cared for him. She'd been present at the crucifixion. Just preceding the portion of scripture that Chris read for us, the beginning of the chapter tells us that Mary had gone to visit the tomb where Jesus' body was laid to rest. It was on the Sabbath, and it was still dark. When she arrived, Mary Magdalene found the stone of the tomb rolled away. So she does no more than run back to tell Simon Peter and John, the beloved disciple. They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him. Simon Peter and the other disciple run to the tomb, and both eventually enter in. Simon Peter first, and the other disciple, thought to be John, next. They see the grave clothes, and we're told that John saw and believed. Then they made their way home. Mary Magdalene, on the other hand, stood outside the tomb crying. she peers into the tomb wanting to see Jesus' body. She tells the two angels that she sees in the tomb that she's weeping because they have taken my Lord away and I don't know where they've put him. Perhaps this morning there are some of us here saying the same thing. They've taken my Lord away and I don't know where they've put him. Perhaps you feel that somehow you've lost Jesus, that all of this talk of resurrection, the hope that you once had, has diminished. Well, you're not alone. Life can be hard at times, and when troubles and challenges come our way, it can feel like an upward battle, and it can be easy to lose sight of Jesus. But then the question comes, who is it that you're looking for? Here we have an opportunity to find Jesus again. Thinking she knows who she's looking for, Mary responds by explaining it's the body of Jesus she's looking for. It's easy for us to read this account through post-resurrection eyes, knowing that the resurrection is to come. But for Mary and the other disciples, their leader and their treasured friend has just died. All that he taught them seems to have ended in failure on the cross. Just like us at times, her view of Jesus was too small. But who would have blamed her? For if we were asked, what kind of God are you looking for? We don't tend to answer, well, I'm looking for a God who was crucified, who died the most horrific death, who we too would be searching for the body. I can't imagine we'd be searching for a risen Christ. But if we want to find the risen Christ, we have to start at the cross with tears. The cross, the most painful death one could imagine, beatings, nailed to the cross, shamed and humiliated. The way of the cross is not all about sophistication and success. God starts with foolishness. And here in the garden outside the empty tomb, Mary's tears, which started at the cross, lead her to find Jesus. A different kind of Jesus to that which she expected. So before this encounter, she was looking for one kind of Jesus. But then Jesus asks her, who is it that you're looking for? He calls her by name, and she reaches out to hold him. And in recognition of him, she worships him. She recognizes who he is. Our journey as Christians is a daily answering of this question. But when we answer the question, we can expect to be changed. We'll be bowled over by his grace. Wow, my Jesus looks like that? I wasn't expecting that. The Jesus who asks this question is totally accepting. He calls us by name. We are his. And of course, he wants us to come and to worship him. But he also challenges us not to stay too long, but to go. Go out and share the good news. Perhaps we choose to avoid Jesus sometimes because what he represents challenges our lifestyle choices. It means we can't watch pornography, sleep with who we like, take drugs, drink loads of alcohol. Sometimes the questions that bombard us seem more enticing. Do you want to be rich like me? Do you want to get high like me? When Paul was waiting in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see the city full of idols. The same questions were enticing people then as they do now. Do you want to be rich? Follow this God. Do you want to be known by your intelligence? Then join this group. He spoke to the meeting at the Areopagus, saying that he'd noticed how religious they all were, worshipping unknown gods, and he pointed them to how they could find the one true God. A God who has been asking humanity the same question from the beginning. Who is it that you're looking for? The chorus of a song called Chase Me by a singer-songwriter called Miriam Jones captures some of this well. So you would chase me down through the centuries, remembering the garden when you asked me where I was. Then you came to face me, but I didn't really see you. Wow. What a God we have, a God who has chased us down through the centuries, right from the Garden of Eden. A God who loves us so much that even when we don't see him, even when we ignored and forgot him, he didn't forget us. And he bothered to turn up and meet Mary Magdalene in her grief in that garden, full of tears, and he bothered to ask her, who is it that you're looking for? He bothered to call her by name so that her testimony would live on and her encounter would transform her so that she might tell others, I have seen the Lord. And this story might travel down through the centuries and encourage you and me today. Here in Ely on the 11th of September 2016, so that we may too recognize Jesus in a deeper way, and we might once again want to fall at his feet and say, I have seen the Lord. Yesterday, I went to the cathedral for the installation of Jessica Martin as residentiary canon. And I found Jesus in a new way when the choir sang the Magnificat, Mary's song. I was so moved that I felt tears coming into my eyes. And at that moment, I wanted to stop the service and say, I have seen the Lord. This week, we'll be bombarded with lots of questions, but keep coming back to the question that Jesus asks you, who is it that you're looking for? Be open to be surprised that your view of Jesus was too small. Maybe you'll meet him in a humble gardener. Maybe you'll meet him in your tears, or maybe something else completely. Who is it that you're looking for? Amen. I'd like to invite the band to come up now.